thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
For months, Irving Mayor Herbert Gears had proudly declared his town likely led the nation in deportations through its criminal alien program. Its inmates were screened by federal ICE officials, and in the past year they found some 1,700 were illegal immigrants and deported them. ICE now says it'll no longer screen those arrested for Class C misdemeanors. Mayor Gears says that represents 60% of those deported from his jails, and he's surprised by the policy change.
We'll have fewer results. It's confusing to us, you know, that the federal government would implement a policy that pretty much says, in some cases, the law won't be followed.
Activist Carlos Quintanilla, arrested in Irving recently for some minor crimes of his own, has fought Irving's program. He says deportations should apply to more hardened criminals, and this policy change vindicates him.
They should deport individuals for drug dealing, for felonies, but to deport individuals simply for traffic-related offenses, you know, we find that to be unacceptable.
Irving's mayor says federal immigration officials were likely just overwhelmed by the number of deportations through local criminal alien programs and had to cut back. ICE confirmed that, saying it must prioritize personnel and resources based on those aliens who represent the greatest threat to national security or public safety. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.